If I asked you this question, what does Christmas mean to you? And we came round with a microphone, I'm sure we would have many different answers. The next 2 minutes might just change your opinion forever. Please look at the words of this video that says, "Oh, what a gift." For Christians, true believers in Jesus, the true meaning of Christmas is the celebration of a Saviour, Jesus Christ, the celebration of Jesus' birth, the incarnation of God with us. You take away gifts and traditions, its true meaning is worshipping the Saviour. I found this a screenshot during the week. God can bring peace to your past, purpose to your present, and hope to your future. We're in John chapter 14. We're going to watch another video telling you what Christmas is and also telling you what Christmas isn't. So have a look at this. If you could rotate it for me, please, Ruth.
It's not just about the manger where the baby lay. It's not all about the angels who sang for him that day. It's not just about the shepherds or the bright and shining star. Oh, it's not all about the wise men who traveled from afar. It's about the cross. It's about my sin. It's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again. It's about the stone that was rolled away so that you and I could have real life someday. It's about the cross. It's about the cross. It's not just about the present underneath the tree. It's not all about the feeling that this season brings to me. It's not just about coming. It's about the cross. It's about
Do you really know him for yourself? Can you answer that honestly this morning? In your heart, does he form part of your life? The song said, it's about the cross. It's about my sin. It's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we can be born again. It's about God's love nailed to a tree. It's about every drop that flowed from him when it should have been me. If you could rotate it, please, Ruth. You might see these on doors. You might see it in shops. This is the season, Christmas wreath. But this is the reason. The crown of thorns that was put on Jesus' head. You can state it again, please, Ruth. The Bible gives us verses to explain that eternal life that you can have. And I want to leave them with you. I'm not going to comment on them. The most probably well-known verse in the Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes, and if that's you today, if you're here in the church or you're watching online, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but will have eternal life, live forever. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. John 5 says this, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. Do the next one, please, Ruth. Romans 10, verse 13 says this, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. And in this verse in Jude, but you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. The greatest gift is Jesus. Will you accept that gift this Christmas 2025? It says on one of our banners there, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. My prayer for you this Christmas is that you would know the greatest gift, and that's the Lord Jesus. Let's pray before we have our last carol and then our service is finished. Father, we thank you for the gift of Jesus. We thank you that he came as a babe to be born once so that we could be born again. Father, if there's anyone watching today or anyone here in the church that doesn't know Jesus in their own life, that they would make that decision today. Or if they've drifted from him, it's only one step back to Jesus because he never leaves us nor forsakes us. Over this Christmas period, Father, we just pray that we would know the real meaning of Christmas. We thank you for family and for everything that we will experience over these next days. But as we wake up on Thursday morning, that we would ask ourselves, what is the real meaning of Christmas? It's about the cross. It's about Jesus giving his life that we would be born again. Father, bless us today. We thank you for this service and for this last carol as we sing it, Father. Oh, come. Let us adore him. Father, be with us, we pray in your precious name. Amen.